Two sorts of consciousness. Consciousness of the higher and the consciousness of the lower, objective world. The connection with the lower objective world, that binds us with misery and the relation with the superior consciousness that lifts us up, gives us fortune. One by dedication, another by enjoyment. Enjoyment is bad, and devotion is good in one. Towards the devotion, there is the Lord, and towards the enjoyment, there is the misery. There is so many things to be enjoyed, and there is fascination towards health, towards reaction. Bhakti tai sriyatara bhagavan jadishyat dibbi dhanu phalati dibba kishura mukti mukti shayam mukulitam jadishivatishma padmatta kama bhagaya samaya pratishta dibbya mungal sapa karnamata bhakti tai sriyatara bhagavan. And my Lord, if my dedication, veneration to you is parliament, is in a settled state, then this being an apology, as being an apology, it put it over. And if it reaches to such height that we can find Dibba Kishura Murti, two young pair, two young pair engaged in that the highest pasture. If we can reach so far to find out the eternal pastimes of the divine couple, if we can reach so much, mukti shayam guridam yadishivadishma. Oh, the facility of liberation, emancipation, with folded palms, come to sadhvas in any way you like. Dharma kama gadaya samaya pratiksha. And dharma, the good result of dutifulness, artha, money-making, calm, as objects of sense perception. They are all ready, waiting outside. Whenever they call, they will come with folded palms. What do you want, my master, my lord? That will be our position. Dharma artha kam, wait outside. What do you want? Whenever calling bell, and they are present. What do you want me to do? And the mukti, the liberation, was always move around the knee with folded palms, doing service of different types. If we, in our hearts, we can raise up to so high that we can find that divine couple engaged in happy pastime. Bhagavad-gita-pamma. Who showed in his life a peculiar example. From the house of the prostitute, he went straight to Vrindavan and got the grace of the Supreme. That's it. In his life, so much engrossed, almost swallowed by the sensualism of the lowest type. And from that position in a single life, how he could raise himself to the highest stage of realization of the beautiful. Krishna Varnavada. Mahaprabhu took two books from the south, one Brahma Samhita and another Krishna Varnavada. Krishna Varnavada about the bastions of Vrindavan, and Brahma Samhita the basis, ontological basis of the actual that the Lord of Vrindavan is of the highest conception of the reality. The Krishna Lila is not a matter of history. History occurs, events come and can't repeat any time. It is called a flow, eternal flow. What is going back never comes early. Though there is a word, history repeats itself in nature, but not the actual fact. The repeat is nature. But what is gone is gone. If I gone, it's gone. Krishna Lila, in the eternal world, it is not so. It may present every time, every second, the same thing. Same thing. So it is called Nitya Lila. Eternal pastimes, crossing the limitation, jurisdiction of the history. History, past is past, dead past. Past is dead. But the eternal pastimes of the Lord is eternal nitya, always present. Every lila is always present. He can present himself in any form, always. Simultaneously, his past, present, future, simultaneously, to one something, to another, another thing. And he's entering there in our comfort. Different groups are seeing him in different ways. Same thing is seen by different section of people in different ways, according to their thing or nature. They are seeing him that. Even the blind can see him. If he wills to show himself to anyone, though blind, he can see him clearly. Because this eye of flesh is not necessary to see him. Only by his will power, he can show himself to any position. That was the case with Dhritarashtra in Kurukshetra. Dhritarashtra told, for the time being, give me my rod and my eyesight so that I can see your wonderful figure what the others are seeing, and they are singing in praise of you. For the time being, only remove my blindness, you can do anything. No blindness to be removed, Dhritarashtra. I say, you see me, and you will see me. Yeah. And Dhritarashtra saw, by his orders. Order. The wish is everything, simply. His will is everything, the cause of all existence. They wanted to make Draupadi naked. At Draupadi's appeal reached him, and he sanctioned cloth, and the cloth became infinite. As much drying cloth, white cloth, is there, taking the infinite character, the cloth. Drying cloth can, but nobody's cloth is there with you. Will, Ichha, everything. Such high potency or as high nature is in the prime cause. We are people accustomed to a kind of thinking. This is good, this is bad, and this is possible, this is impossible. So many things we are acquainted with, the rules of thought. Rules of thought, but it does not apply in his case. All our experience failed to fill up a very negligible part of his kingdom. So he's a wonderful wonderful stride, adbhuta kram. In the case of Vamana avatar, it is taught. At one stride, he covered the whole world, whole earth. Another stride, he captured the whole of the heaven. The third foot wanted a place, had to put. Adbhuta kram. That a wonderful stride. Padakhi. Steps. All steps are wonderful. Wonder. Source of all wonders to our tiny brain. He's everywhere, he's here also. With his full representation everywhere. He's everywhere, he is nowhere else. Everything in him, nothing in him. Try to understand my peculiar position, what you know. Mystery of mystery. Mystery of all mysteries. Even our own soul is astonishing to our worldly experience. Ask your posture is no matter. We even do not know the very nature, extraordinary nature of our own self. That is also very high order. But we have our attention focused towards some mortal things and some very mean laws. We are introduced and captured with the meanest aspect of the world. This is the consequence of the mood of enjoyment. we want to enjoy, we want to exploit. A good exploiter is a king to us. But exploitation in itself is degrading, is very mean and low. This association takes us to the worst position and makes us victim of the great reaction.
Yes.
Exploitation and enjoyment, we are in the midst of, we do not know anything but enjoyment, and we want to understand anything, everything in terms of enjoyment. So fill the degraded position we have got. Enjoyment, enjoyment, exploitation. Exploitation is the meanest nature of things. Exploit, hateful. We must get out of that ghost, of exploitation. And there is another ghost, that renunciation, idleness. But the noble thing is dedication. We got a telegram from Ashram Maharaj yesterday. What is that in dedication, Maggie?
Yeah.
We are saved and we are in dedication. We are saved by Lord, by the grace of the Lord, from the havoc of that heavy earthquake. And we are in dedication, dedicated life. Two ghosts, one of renunciation and another of exploitation. To get out of that nightmare, that mania, our selection, our standard of measuring things good and bad, exploitation. And there in exploitation there is some regular and irregular, all dharma, dharma, duty. And renunciation, so many great stalwarts of this plane, they recommend renunciation. The highest kind of renunciation, that is to stopping the dynamic life. Dead stop, that may not be a prospect of any conscious man. Dead stop. Dead stop in life is that be any goal of life? Yes. By the same sinner section? Life of nobility, life of dedication, not only ordinary dedication for the environment, but dedication for the highest good, the highest form of life. That is in the dwarf stage it is calculated, and the higher stage it is spontaneous, automatic. And there the really, the joy is there. Joy is there in quality, quantity, in every way. The real life is there. Life is there. And this is the worst shadow, the perverted reflection here. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Ujjali Rāpunā Pāman. The key, we are told the key in our own hand. The freedom by which we can associate with this and that and to read the results accordingly. Ultimately we are taught the key in our own hand, none to be blamed for our present condition. But there is always a possibility of noble help extended to us. We must accept that. Accept that. Our past actions also come to help us very deep. In every case, good, bad, everywhere. And in eternal aspiration also, Sukriti. But ultimately, the free possibility of free action is not taken out of us in any state. Whether we are reduced to the level of a tree, but there also the freedom is within. It is curious to think that the tree has got independence really, but it is there in suppressed position. Freedom is within us also. We can try to understand a little that we are free, but our freedom also colored by so many circumstances that we may not say that we are free. We are forced by circumstances, we may think, but still we are free for our selection of any path, good, bad. We are, our existence is a very small and freedom also small. Or according to our meager position, our freedom is also of that kind. But freedom is there, a particle, imaginary particle. Hey, Sabanata.
Hi.
I fought for that. Of Calcutta is called Cartesian. But the Australian paper I wrote, he is a Calcuttan. He was born and brought up in Calcutta in that environment. I'm a student of a Scottish Church College. At that time he went to our Guru Maharaj with one of his friends named Naren Moyle, he told me. And his opinion after seeing Guru Maharaj, that after so long time, the preaching responsibility has come to a proper place. Mahaprabhu has selected such a person. In his hand, his glory will be spread throughout the world. That was his impression after first connection as a teaching job. Long, not for a long time, next to next Guru Maharaj in Allahabad. About after 10 years. One renowned historian was his professor. Afterwards he asked him, how did you see our Guru Maharaj? He was a renowned historian and also a good scholar. I forget the name of that gentleman. Kalidas Nagpara. How did you see our Guru Maharaj? His remark was a living encyclopedia. He told that historian remarked about our Guru Maharaj but I found him a living encyclopedia. In one word, he was his opinion, living encyclopedia. And he was a renowned scholar of history especially, and was the professor of Corpus Church College, and Swami Maharaj living there. Oh, gosh. Bhāj pitta prati bhānaṁ śarīra vana jārinaṁ Bhāyo pitta cough according to Indian medical name. They pass the bile and they save sakha jīvala, cough sakha jīvala.
Mucus.
Water, fire, and the air. Three things in the ether that guides the earth. That's earth mainly influenced by water, and also water by heat, and also heat by air, and all fighting, struggling within ether. This is material world. Then the mental outcome of the mental energy. I want this, I do not want this, I like this, I do not like that. This is ahankara ego. And with respect of intelligence, don't like that, don't take that, take this, take that. This sort of things guide them there. This is all material ego. Above that, the soul, the pillar of everything, both are bad. Purusha sukha dukkha nang bhakti krihi tututchati. How to differentiate the spirit from the matter? Matter is energy, but soul, the pillar of good and bad, the part of the person, who feels good or bad, sorrow or happiness, the pillar. Pillar is another substance, and which is felt, that is another substance, prakriti purusha. Karya karana kartitya hetu prakriti rucyate. All the activity we find here, movement, all the movement that is due to that material energy. And the pillar of everything, the knower, the conceiver, that is soul. Like the eye seeing anything and everything. Soul like the eye. In Sankhya philosophy, Prakriti Purusha has been compared just on the soldier of a blind man, a crippled man taking position on the shoulder of a blind man, and both are passing through the street. Who is passing, who is moving, he is blind, and who is crippled on his shoulder, he has got eye, he can guide. The soul is crippled like a guide. Can see, but he cannot move in this world. And the man, blind man, he has got a commander of energy. He can move here, there, can. He can catch. But he is blind. Such analogy is given. The soul is the knower, feeler, the subjective existence, and the energetic aspect is done by the force, prakriti. Force and the consciousness. So, we are so much engrossed with force, we only require force, energy. We have forgotten that what type of the feeler of the force we are. That is astonishing. If we try to understand our own self, we'll be dumbfounded. Oh, what is this? And such and such. I have nothing to do with this world of mortality. I can be independent of this mortal world, is it? Then he will be given to understand there is super soul. In the material world, there is heat world, air, water, heat, so many things, up to stone, hard things, stone, wood, developed condition in the material. So, in the subjective world, there is also development. Soul, super soul, super super soul, in this way that is going to infinite. We are tatastha, margin. The soul, our soul is in the marginal position. Upward and downward. The gross side and the subtle side. That is eternal, satchit anandam, and the conscious and the happy. And here, asat achit nirananda, figuring, every minute it is dying, and achit, and the heart, unconscious, no feeling of joy or pain or pleasure. This is this one, and that is that one. And if we want to have association of that world, we are told in the highest position there is that beauty, love, ecstasy, all these things. And that is of infinite characteristics that can come down to us and can take us as his own family members. We can live as a family member with the highest entity of the world. Mahaprabhu told it is possible, and only through affection, not by knowledge or any mystic realization. By affection and love, we can attract him in such a position that we can have recognition as a family member in his very near position. So much so. Mahatma Pujaya to Kalpati Vibhai Vishati Tadanam Tadam enters into me, that is my family. In Bhagavad Gita, Tatumang Tattatu Gyatta Vishati Tadanam Tadam. After that, realizing my proper position, they enter there. That is in my family, as my own jurisdiction special. And Bhagavatam says, Mahatma Bhuyaya Chakalpati Vai. There they get recognition as to live with me eternally, as my own. If they come forward with their self, to satisfy me, leaving aside everything. Ananda Bhajan wants me alone and nothing else. Then their position, future prospect will be such. Mamatma Bhuya, Mattu Jagatakta Samastha Parma, Nivedhitatma Vichiki Sitomi Tadam Sattam Padibaddhamana, Mamatma Bhuya Yachakalpati Bhuya, Atma Bhuta, Sanatana Goswami has analyzed this expression. What is the proper meaning of Atma Bhuta? They become my own. What is the meaning of this own? That is to enter into his family. Of the congregation, the servant, the friend, the filial affection group, and then the highest group, that of consorthood. যে মহাপ্রভুর জন্য একটু খিচুড়ি ভোগের ব্যবস্থা করে দেয়, হ্যাঁ হ্যাঁ বলে যার যে একটু খিচুড়ি হোক থাকবে, ওয়েদার ব্যাড ওয়েদার তো খিচুড়ি পছন্দ করে সব। পাতলা হবে, খুব পুরু না, পুরু ডালের মতন। প্রিভিয়াসলি ইন পুরি টেম্পল জগন্নাথ no khicharanna is to be offered. But there was once an occasion. I heard it from my god brother Vaithanas Maharaj, who was a Brahmin scholar of that area, Orissa. Once there was a rage in modern time, from the Mohammedans to Orissa. And one of the girls of the royal family, she was taken away by some Mohammedan soldier or general. And then they left the kingdom state, but the girl, the royal family, she was left in the outskirts of the village, at some village or town. And she gave birth to a child. And the child was a great devotee. It is very peculiar. The girl was also a devotee. Anyhow, she was to undergo such horrible position. And she gave birth to a child whose name, Aleka something, I forget, don't say clearly, Alek, as far as I remember. That was the name of that boy. And lived in the outskirts. That boy had grown up, he used to cook this khicharanna, that is rice and a pulse put together, boiled some half liquid thing. And he used to offer that to Jagannath from there. And by dint of his devotion, Jagannath had to go there and to take that khicharanna offering. One day, he was late perhaps in his offering. Jagannath took the Khechadannam, but his time for to attend the temple function was late, and Jagannath had to run in his former position in the temple. And there was a particle of that Khechadannam was in the leaves of Jagannath. The pandas, the pujari, the priest class, they found, what is this? How this thing? We reject this. Is not considered to be the proper offering to Jagannath. How this thing is here in the lips of Jagannatham? It was referred to the leader, Panda leader, and he also inquired. Then he could not ascertain. Then it was referred to the king. King also investigated how, who has taken this thing and smeared in the face of Jagannath, in the mouth of Jagannath. Anyhow, the man who was, the priest who was in charge of the previous time, before opening the temple, that man was caught, that he was responsible. Before this rest, you were in charge of the temple, and how this thing, impure thing, has come in the mouth of Jagannath. You have to give explanation, or you will be punished. That man, innocent, he says, I do not know anything. I do not know anything. When he is to be tortured, then Jagannath came with the dream to the king as well as to the bleeding panda, bleeding priest. That man is innocent, don't disturb. My devotee is there in the outskirts of the town, and he offered that thing to me, and I took, and the time came up, and I had to hurry to occupy my own position in the temple, so it was not cleansed. And the name of the boy, it is his name, and he is living there. He is my devotee. So, and I have taken this from outskirts, the Mohammedan exploit, the result of the Mohammedan exploitation over the prince, princess, he became the devotee. So, the Krishna bhakti, the devotion of Krishna to Krishna, he does not care for the formality of purity or impurity, of one consideration. That is independent. So what is bhajan? Transaction of the heart, not of any formality. Krishna devotion, Krishna bhakti, is only the conscious dedication of the heart, he wants that, and not outside formality of civilized or non-civilized, he wants. The Shabari to Ramchandra, Guhakchandra, from the highest position, Ramchandra is the director of moral laws of the country, Niti. But he also could not contain himself when by devotion something was offered by an untouchable lady. And that is also after, that remains after he has taken seat. Whatever is felt sweet, he kept for Rama. And that was. So devotion is so powerful and of so independent character. This anurag, rag, that is controlling the whole thing.